chance to win a title in Mexico. How do you feel after this match and after this new opportunity to get a title in our country?
You know, finals are nice feelings when you get to play them. The fact that it's in Mexico makes it a more, let's say, spectacular, exciting feeling, mainly because of the crowd and the atmosphere that is generated in this kind of tournament that I held here. I am looking forward to this opportunity and to play good tennis.
Hey, Stefanos, Daniel Araiz, Antena Deportiva. Next rival, next step, Alex de Minaur. What can you tell us about it?
I'm expecting a fight, you know. We've had fights against him on the court that were physical, so, you know, I've shown good tennis, he has shown good tennis. Now it's time to go out there and fight a little bit more.
Hi, Stefanos. What is the key most difficult in the tennis of the Alex de Minaur?
Well, he gets balls, he runs a lot, he's someone that doesn't give up when he plays. This is something that I expect. And of course, you know, he can get also creative and come to the net and be someone that takes the balls early and tries to cut as much time as possible. You know, my movement has to be good and I need to be aware and ready for this type of shots.
Hi, Stefanos. Do you consider that this is your biggest opportunity to get a new title since June of the last year?
No, not really.
Hi, Stefanos. Sergio Valdez from CPS Media. It's very well known that you and Maria Sakkari are the big reference of tennis from your country. So I would like to know, what's your opinion about next generations of players from Greece into the next 5 or 10 years? Thank you.
I'm not there that often to have a clear picture or perspective of what is about to happen and the bloom of tennis in Greece. I've had a little bit of an interaction with some of the juniors at the Grand Slams that they had the chance to play. But the only picture that I have so far of Greek junior tennis is my brother Pavlos, who is someone that has done pretty well recently in some of the ITF juniors that he has played. I hope he can keep improving and getting on a better level to be part of our Davis Cup team soon and to start performing and playing in ATP events in a few years' time. I really can't tell you straightforward what does it look like because I haven't been following it too much and we haven't had any Greek tennis players that have been close to, let's say, top 25 in ITF juniors, I believe. So, you know, these are the type of categories that you want to start first to move on later into the next step, which is the ITF Futures and Challengers events.
Those will be on the list.